Back now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on the first win.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me. And nice to get that first one out of the way.
I got to tell you, when I saw the score the other night, I'm thinking, that looks a little weird. Then I read Phil's story about the game. And though the score was only, and I put only in quotes, 3-1, it really appeared that you guys were in complete control. So tell me about a game like that, Chris, where you have so many chances to score. You keep the puck in the other guy's zone all night long. And the score remains low, but you still feel you feel in control. I think the kids probably were pretty confident in that one.
Yeah, I mean, from the drop of the puck, I thought we did a great job of applying pressure. The first period, we didn't allow a shot. I think at one point in the game, the Sharks were 22-0.
Wow.
Four was only 2-0 at that point. And obviously we all know that that's what matters is how many of them go in the net. I think if you want to put a word on it, frustrating, but we also controlled play, and really limited their opportunities. And you never felt like the game was going to get away from you, but you certainly had concern in the back of your head when the score is only 3-1 after two periods and you played as well as you had.
Well, the other thing is, it's sort of a cliche, but you let the other team hang around, and they could get lucky. So did you clamp down defensively in the third period as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. And that's something that's been an issue for us the past month of the season where we've built two goal leads and kind of been in control. And then a few bounces go the other way and suddenly it's 3-2 or 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we guarded against in the third period, but we didn't want to try to just protect the lead. You know, we continued to attack in the third period. King Philip had the score, of course, so they threw everything at us they could. But we did a really nice job of just kind of limiting their opportunities late and never really giving them an opportunity to get that second goal, that third goal. So, although the score indicates close game, and we really controlled plays. We just have to do a better job of finishing.
Right, right. Now, who's a couple of standouts for you in that game in particular?
I thought Aiden Holland on defense was tremendous. Played a lot of minutes. He was our go-to guy. So he was, just a steady force on the back end. And that's what you need. You need a guy that you can put out there and rely on. And he was that guy for us. So he was really important for us. Christian Rosa had two goals, had some really nice open ice hits on physical play. Fast, moved the puck well. He had a nice night. He's on the our third line, but I'll tell you, our top three lines are really balanced. And any of the three could be a first line. So nice performance by them. He played along Jake Manna and Cam Umla.
Well, some of your younger guys, sophomores, they're pushing the seniors, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean that line. Cam's a sophomore, Jake's a sophomore, and Christian's a sophomore. So we primarily rely on two senior forwards. The other seven are underclassmen. We're pretty, we're young up front to some degree, and which bodes well for next year. But sometimes you need to rely on seniors, and that's why it's nice to have Pierce and Tommy Sarney up front in that first line because they're great leaders and physical, strong kids.
Oh, okay. For you guys, yeah, it bodes well for you guys, but for the rest of the league, I don't know, having these young guys back, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's nice to have that in your back pocket, but obviously our focus right now is on this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of which, what's next now?
We play Winchester on Monday night. They beat Central Catholic 2-1. Winchester is the number 16 seed, and we know what type of game it's going to be. Low scoring, grind it out battle, where obviously it's going to come down to the last few minutes of the game. Taking nothing for granted. We know Winchester is a strong challenge. 4 years ago, they knocked us out of the tournament. We know it's going to be difficult. We haven't played them this year, but if you just look at scores, they played the toughest teams in the state and beat some of them. And, they just lost a game to Hingham 4-3. And, a lot of people probably consider Hingham the best team right now. So it's going to be tough.
That's a home game for you guys, yes?
It's a home game for us, yes. Yeah, it'll be Monday night at 5:30 at the Essex Sports Center.
All right, I know you got a good following from the prep, but you're also going to have to probably fill the building with everybody who just wants to see good high school hockey.
Yeah, you know, this time of year we tend to see people coming out that just want to come out and watch hockey. You know, I'm not always rooting for any particular team, but just want to get a look at us. And I know Winchester will bring a nice crowd on Monday night, so it'll be a great high school hockey atmosphere, and we'll be ready to go.
It is great, especially with what's gone on the last couple of years. So I appreciate it, Coach. Congratulations. Keep it going.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Hopefully we have another conversation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep Hockey Coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.